This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we have with us again today Steve Dawson, the founder of St. Paul Street Evangelization. We've been talking all week about really both his testimony and the growth of this ministry. Just yesterday, we ended the program with just the sort of the beginning stages of St. Paul Street Evangelization and what the Lord really inspired Steve to do and how he really moved him to respond to the call to the Great Commission, the new evangelization. And to really, he really went out with, and what's really touched my heart as he's listened to it, he really went out with a genuine love and concern for the salvation of souls, that people would really come to know God, that there's really something at stake in each and every life. We're called to know God. We live in a battlefield, and that many people are drifting through life and they don't know God. They don't know God's love, and they don't know their condition before God and their need for salvation. And so it's a great example. Steve, welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks for having me again, Peter.
Yeah, I thought one thing before we jump in. Just tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Crossing the Goal is on EDM10 television. You can watch it 10 tonight or Sunday at 6:30 p.m. or Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. for all you early risers. Anyway, Steve, so we ended yesterday. You were talking about how you began to just get into this rhythm of giving people the miraculous medal and using it as an opportunity to give testimony to God, to the miracle of God's grace and his mercy. And you started with your friends. It was so cool to hear that. You just started with your buds, your friends, and sharing the story, got in a comfort zone about what will I do? How will I talk to people? Which is really smart, a good way to do it. And then you began to actually do it, and others came to do it with you. Tell us a little bit more about that, sort of how that developed.
Yeah, so again, I knew that God was calling me to evangelize. I knew that there was something at stake, the salvation of souls. And couple that with the call for the new evangelization. So again, everywhere you look or hear in the church today, we're being called to engage in the church's mission of evangelization. And I began reading the documents of the church, like Evangelii Nuntiandi, that the mission of the church was to evangelize, or Pope Paul VI in Redemptoris Evangelization in the Modern World, that the moment has come to commit all of the church's energies to a new evangelization, right? And so I was on fire. I said, yeah, we need to be doing this. But when I looked around, at that time, I didn't see a lot of feet on the ground. I know there was people doing it. But in my circles, I didn't see a lot of action. I heard a lot of talk, but I didn't see a lot of action. And so I just, began to say to my friends and the people that were in my life, I said, well, why don't we just go out somewhere and hand out miraculous medals and rosaries and let's just see what happens. I know from my previous experiences with handing out miraculous medals to random people that I would run into it, let's say restaurants, or I knew that God could use those small, short conversations that would ensue to change people's lives, that he could bestow grace on people through those conversations and bring about real, substantial, miraculous change in people's lives through simple, short conversations. So I thought, well, why don't we just go out somewhere and hand out rosaries and just see what happens? We'll bring some holy cards, and we took some pamphlets out of the back of the churches, the local churches that were in the area, and we went out somewhere, and we set out a little blanket and put some rosaries on the blanket, and we had a sign made that said Catholic Truth on it, ask us a question, and it had a picture of Jesus on it, and we just sat there, and we were kind of scared, what was going to happen. This was in Portland, Oregon, and I was temporarily living out there, and Portland, Oregon, a new study has just come out that it's the most secular city in the U.S. It's like, it is the land of no religion, and we did not know what to expect, but we were amazed. It was not anything like what we expected. People were genuinely curious about what we were doing. They would walk up to us, and we would you know, engage them in conversation through like offering a free rosary or a miraculous medal. And we were just blown away at the action of the Holy Spirit in the conversations that we were having. It was incredible. And just like one example, very early on, we were sitting there on our blanket with our miraculous medals and rosaries and pamphlets, and we saw a young man across the way. He was looking at us, and I could tell he was interested. So I waved him over, and he came up, and I said, "Would you like a free rosary?" And he said, "You know, I would." And as I was, you know, looking at him, I noticed he had tattoos all over his body. He had piercings in his nose and in his lip and in his eyebrow and in his ears, like piercings all over, tattoos. He was wearing kind of grunge clothes. And he wasn't homeless, but he was living a rough life. You could just tell. And I said to him, I said, "Well, are you Catholic?" And he said, "I was, but I don't think I could be called Catholic anymore." And just talking to him and listening to him, his father was put in prison when he was a young boy. Mm-hmm. His mother went out of the scene. He had been baptized and even received the sacraments, but he hadn't been to church in a while. He might have been 35, let's say. And I said, "Well, what's stopping you from coming back?" And we just started talking, and I felt inspired to ask him a simple question. Knowing how you live right now, what do you think would happen to you if you left here and got hit by a bus and died? What do you think would happen? And he said, "I know that I would go to hell." And that's when I gave him the good news. I said, "Amen, brother. I was right there with you. I know if I would have died 15 years ago, I would have been, you know, I would have perished as well. But the good news is you don't have to go to hell. Jesus Christ came to restore our relationship with God. He died for our sins. He rose from the dead. And we just need to respond to that." And he was a baptized Catholic. And I said, "Look, you just need to get back to confession, to confess your sins, to get right with God." And I said, "Look, I got a great parish. Meet me at Mass at 12 noon on this Sunday." I gave him the address. I said, "Meet me there, and I'll introduce you to the priest after Mass, and we'll get you taken care of." And I wasn't sure if he was going to show up or not, but I showed up at Mass at the church, and he was sitting on the front steps. He came into Mass with me, and our parish at the time was a Maronite parish. It was an hour and a half long, and it was like smells and bells and everything. And I kept looking over because I was nervous that he was going to get burned out, like, yeah. This, like, to your first Mass back, you know,
he's getting weirded out, it's too long,
like,
he's,
yeah, leave. I was really, but he was attentive. He was really just paying attention to everything that was going on. And I, after Mass was over, I brought him to the priest, and we went in and we sat down in the sacristy, and we told his story. At some point I said, "Father, I think Frankie wants confession," because he had told me that he did.
Yeah.
And the priest said, "Is this true?" And he said, "Yes." And so I left, the door closed, and a half hour later, a new man
Thanks for came. Doing well.
And this was one of our first experiences. And we were like, wow!
Yeah.
Wow! This is incredible. Why aren't more people doing this? And so we thought, I really felt inspired that if we could just show other people what we were doing, tell the story, right? So we started taking pictures and writing up stories and sending them out. We used social media, Facebook, anything we could get the word out. And we just started sharing the story out there. And before I knew it, people were getting in touch with us from around the country saying, "We want to do what you're doing. How do we do it? Where do we get the sign? Where do we get rosaries? Where do we get pamphlets? Where do we get miraculous medals? Where do we get training? How do we do this? Like, can you explain it?" So I was like at first spending, you know, 5 hours a week. And then the next week, the next month, it was 10 hours a week and 15 hours a week. And before I knew it, I was working like 40 hours a week, just volunteering my time. Like, and something had to give. You know, yeah. And we were starting groups up all over the country, and they wanted to be a part of us. And I really felt that, you know, if we could all like unite together from around the country and around the world, that a bunch of candles, it was like a bunch of candles that were out there. Mm-hmm. If we could just come together, those candles would have a big flame would come from those candles. So we needed to unite. I thought we could make more, mm-hmm. Reach more people. The more of us got together, the more it would gain attention. And I really saw that it was, God was calling me to make Catholics aware that we really could evangelize. And before I knew it, somebody wanted to donate us money to us, and we needed money. This was, it's not cheap to start doing this. So we needed to like form a corporation and start a nonprofit organization. And before I knew it, we had a board of directors and we had priests and bishops on board. And now we have 180 chapters. It's only been 3 years. So this has built itself. It wasn't my plan. It was just a series of putting one foot in front of the next. Oh, now we need to do this. Now we need to do this. I guess we got to come up with training. We have to write our own pamphlets. We have to, you know, figure out a way to buy miraculous medals in bulk, you know, so we could, you know, sell them to our teams for cost or for almost nothing, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was just the process that got us started. And I'll just say that the Holy Spirit has been active the whole way.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. Now, if somebody's listening and say, well, I would really like, in my parish, where I'd like to be involved in this, maybe get something started, what would they do? What are the steps they should take?
Yeah, just first of all, they can just go to the website. It's streetevangelization.com. One of the menu items is get involved. You can pick to start a team or find a team in your area, or our phone number's on our website, so you could just feel free to give us a call. Somebody will pick up the phone and talk you through, help you discern. I really encourage people to pray about it and to pray for us, because without prayer, we know that our work would be fruitless.
Yeah.
So, we just encourage people to get involved. This is not hard. It's not all about debate and about yelling. Like, we don't get into yelling matches. It's just, if you really want to be involved with God, to work with Him to change hearts, and this is one way that we found to be effective.
No, it's so good. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for doing it. Mm-hmm. Thanks for taking the lead on it and saying yes to the Lord. Friends, it's just, you know, Scripture tells us that faith comes through hearing. Mm-hmm. And what's heard is the word of God. And St. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians, God has decided through the foolishness of what we preach to save those who believe. God has decided that He wants the gospel, the good news, communicated one heart to another. And that's really what it is. It's the line, one beggar telling another beggar where the feast is. It's not an imposition of faith. It's not an aggressive thing. It's really from a heart of love and compassion, sharing the best news anybody could possibly hear. And if you're feeling prompted today to say, you know, I really do want to step out, I really do want to take my place in the mission of the Lord and the Great Commission and take some steps forward, first of all, I just want to say the Holy Spirit will help you, because this is really a word from the Lord that's coming to the whole church to mobilize all of us to be able to take our place and whatever that is. And Pope Francis in his document, Evangelii Gaudium, is just so strong and urging every one of us, just as Pope Benedict did and John Paul II did and Pope Paul VI did, and because this is what's needed now. It's time for us to bear witness and to give testimony to the love of God, to Christ who's alive. He's alive in our hearts. He's alive in our church. And we want to be able to bring those who need Him, that is the whole world really needs Him, to come and to receive that love. And so, friends, I want to encourage you to tune in again tomorrow. Steve will be with us again. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.